3308. I'm on McLaughlin and just crossing the bridge into Oregon City. I just wanted you to be aware that the 88 passenger that we were concerned about, she asked to get off at the Glen Echo stop so she could go to the thrift store. I unsecured her and had to help her off the bus. But that Malala, I'm sure she's going to try to get on another bus later and still try to get to Malala.
All right, I appreciate the update on that, Craig. I'm tempted to put out a message to 33 line, but I'm sure that the next driver that gets her is going to call, so I'm just going to leave it at that because I'm at the point where I need to log out and let the next dispatcher take over, so I'll try to warn him, but thank you, and have a better day, all right? One last question. She didn't leave anything behind, I hope.
No, she had everything with her. I mean, I wanted to discourage her from getting off, but I didn't feel that was appropriate, and I figured that the next dispatcher, as you said, would probably have to call, because I don't think she can get on or off the bus on her own power.
No, the previous driver was very, very, very compassionate, wanting to go above and beyond, and yeah, her state of affairs really kind of elicits that kind of reaction. So, no, what I was actually alluding to, we do not have any remaining biohazard on board the bus. Is that correct?
That's what the previous driver said. I did not check the pouch myself, but I believe it.
All right, yeah, hopefully it was contained in the wheelchair. All right, I'm out of your way. And again, have a better day. Clear 1345.